Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, friend. Okay, I'm wondering, first of all, do you have a lead magnet already in your business? If you do already have a lead magnet or you know what a lead magnet is, then my next question for you is, do you have a tripwire in place? Do you know what a tripwire is? Do you know what the benefits of a tripwire is? Well, guess what? We're going to talk about all of this today on this episode. We're going to talk about how to take your lead magnet to the next level, how to not only get emails in with your lead magnet. So, of course, I want to make sure we're all on the same, playing field here, is that your lead magnet is to build your email list, okay? You want to build your email list so that you can start nurturing and giving value and really connecting with your ideal client so that when you're ready to actually sell that course, they're going to be like, yes, she is who I need. Yes, that is who I want helping me do what ever, whether it is train my toddler how to go to bed by itself, or, you know, help me manage my anxiety, or maybe it is even, I need help. I'm over 40 and I need to get my health in order. Whoever it is, whatever it is, you've created this lead magnet, you've got them in your email system. Okay, but let me help you take that lead magnet to the next level. There is this thing, it's this concept, it's called a tripwire, and you've probably experienced it, but you just might be like, oh, that's what that's called. So let's talk about this today, all right? So we've already painted the picture. You have your lead magnet, you have it in place, you've got all the automation set up, your potential client, potential student comes to your lead magnet. They put their name in, they put their email address in, and they push send. And the next expectation they think is, oh, let me go look in my email because I just signed up for this download. Okay. Or they might be thinking, okay, well, when I get a chance, I'm going to go over to the download. I'm going to go over to my email later and I'm going to actually grab what I just opted in for. Maybe it's the top 10 things you need to make sure you have on your website. Or maybe your lead magnet is, you know, 5 ways to reduce your anxiety if you do these every morning. Whatever that may be. But a tripwire, as soon as they put their name and they put their email address in, then this thank you page usually pops up. And a thank you page could be as simple as saying, thanks for downloading and, you know, giving me your email. Make sure to check your inbox for your deliverable. But this is where the tripwire comes in. Instead of making it just a simple thank you page, and that's it. This is like such valuable real estate for you to put one of your offers on there. This could also be like backdoor offer type situation where they only get this particular deal if they're opting in or doing something already in your system. All right. So I'm going to give you a little secret of mine. If you come and purchase either of my mini courses on the back end, or you sign up for my lead magnets, there is a tripwire on the backside of it. What is this? So it can be one of your regular mini courses. It could be a service you have, but it's at a reduced rate because they've already trusted you. They've already came in and they're interested in what you're providing. But now you're like, okay, do you trust me enough? And is this possibility that instead of you paying $57 for this course that I have, you can grab it right now in the next 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you can grab it for $37. You save 20 bucks. And so when that timer goes off, or when they X out of that page, that offer is gone. And then if they decide to go back to your course or to go back to your products and things like that, then they're going to pay that full price. And they're going to be like, oh, shoot, I should have got it when that was happening. I could have saved some money. Oh, my goodness. So this is that spontaneous, you want them to go, yes. Yes, like they already said yes. Let me give you my email address. Now it's like, yes, here, take my money because I need more value from you. It could be something as small as a $7 downloadable checklist or worksheet or something as simple as that. Or it could be something off of a bigger course or a bigger service, but it happens on that thank you page right after typically a lead magnet. It can happen when they're signing up with something else, some other, you know, program or product that you have. It could totally happen right there, but it is giving another opportunity for them to say, yes, I want to learn more from you, and for you to continue to see where is this person on their journey. But you want to make sure that the tripwires match up with each other. If I had a Canva 101 course, I wouldn't want to then turn around and my tripwire be, here are my, you know, secrets to great skincare and come and tackle them with me. Here it is for $17. Like, those don't go together. You can't do that. So they have to build on top of each other. They have to be aligned with each other. So you have to think about, like, what is your customer journey? What is the next thing? So if they hopped in, let's say that they opted in on your lead magnet that was the top 10 favorite ways to build your email list. So they gave you your email address, they gave you the name, and then the next thing is, oh, here's a course for you to be able to, you know, write stories in your emails or actually how to put your platform together. And then that could be the tripwire for them to actually opt into it. Or maybe they came and they wanted to get your podcast in a weekend and the next piece. So they actually came and got the free download for a podcast in a weekend or your product. And then the tripwire on the thank you page says, hey, do you want this actual video training that I put together about how to understand your podcast data and know how to interpret it and what to do next? And they're like, yeah, okay, duh. After I put my podcast together, then I want to know how to interpret if I have a successful podcast or not. So those are the things that you could do in a tripwire. So I want you to think about this. Think about how can you implement this into your business so that you can have some extra income coming in the back end as people are coming through and actually connecting with you, whether it's they are coming in with a free lead magnet or they're coming in with your smaller product, and maybe this is an additional product or something else for them to add on to it that's going to take them just a little bit further down their customer journey with you. This is going to boost your conversions. It's going to boost, of course, your income. It's going to build that trust and credibility with people that they're going, oh my gosh, yes, she has exactly what I need. She has even more than I could even have thought of that I needed. And it's also going to help you understand what they want and what they need. So these things will then actually set up different maybe segmentations, different groupings in your email provider, and it helps you understand where they're coming in and what is most attractive to your clients. If you found this helpful, this is one of my things that I love to just remind people of, is building their income after they, especially if they have their lead magnet in place and you've already tackled that, then this is just another way to elevate what you have going on and serve your clients even more. All right. Have a wonderful day. And just remember also, if you need some hand holding and moving forward on your course creation journey, that you can reach out to robinkent.com/coaching and come connect with me so that I can work with you one-on-one to get moving you forward. I have from single session strategy sessions to we can put packages together and we can help move you along on your journey so that you're just not sitting here going, what do I do next? How do I do this? I have no idea what to do. Let me help you. Let me help you. Okay. All right. I got you. I promise. I will help you brainstorm, help you figure out, help you understand what the possibilities are so you can finally scale your business and serve more in less time. All right, my friend, have a wonderful day and I will be talking to you soon. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.